Track 3. Otley in Carboniferous Times.
You can now see above you some rocky crags of Addingham Edge Grit at Marker Stone 2. The carving on the marker stone shows a river delta. The rocks you can see are the result of mud and sand that was deposited in a tropical river delta when the Chevin was part of a landmass located near the equator. Layers of sediment were laid one upon another and then compressed over a long time period to create solid rock. Here you can take a short detour up a steep and narrow path along the base of the cliff. In about 50 metres, this path rejoins the main route. Take care if the path is wet. You can see many of the features from the main footpath. The Addingham Edge Grit is made of sand grains. With a hand lens, you'll see quartz grains, which are grey in colour, while feldspars are pink, white or cream. All rocks are composed of minerals, such as quartz and feldspar. Minerals have a particular chemical composition and crystal structure. These rocks are made from sands deposited in a river delta. The lines on the rock face run in two directions. The horizontal lines are called bedding planes and show that there were times when the river flow slackened and sand deposition temporarily ceased. Between some of the bedding planes are other lines which slope at a gentle angle, and these represent sandbanks in the river channel. This feature is called cross-bedding, and we'll see it again at marker stones 4 and 5. After the river sands had been turned into a rock by being deeply buried, compressed and cemented, earth movements fractured the brittle rock and caused the vertical cracks, called joints, to develop. The rusty red colour comes from iron, which has been washed through the rock later. The base of the cliff shows the cross bedding and a few layers of coarse grit with rounded quartz pebbles, which were deposited when the river was in flood.
The crags and cliffs along the path are old quarries. The Addingham Edge Grit is an excellent building stone because it has regular joints and bedding planes. This made it easy for the quarrymen to break the stone into blocks that could be transported. Press the pause button and walk along this level path for about 100 metres to a good viewpoint over an open, sloping field to your right.